plate a potential nugget.
Rajiv, this podcast is titled Play to Potential. One question that I ask all the guests is what that phrase means to them.
Interesting. Yeah. Firstly, I want to compliment you, Deepak, on the quality of your podcast. I mean, you're doing a wonderful work with it. And most importantly, you know, it's impacting so many lives and helping so many people. So, I mean, hats off to you to put in the energy on such a voluntary basis towards this and to persevere with this passion of yours. So I think it says a lot about who you are and you know what you value in life. So you know, my heartiest congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Play to potential. So for me, the typical dichotomy that I have seen in myself or with clients or other leaders and people is particularly in the professional life. Is people get caught up with the idea of exploring professional potential, right? It's all about, you know, I want to do this because what if I have the potential to generate this business? What if I have the potential to run the whole of Asia? What if I have the... So there is all of that. It's very focused on professional potential, and there's nothing wrong with that by itself. However, where it gets in the way is we confuse that with our life potential, with our human potential. What is this human life about and what is possible in human life? What is even the purpose of human life? And in that, is simply pursuing professional potential and professional success the only thing that matters, or is there something bigger and larger than that? You know, what about, as we were talking about, you know, our own sort of this work on self-realization, on self-actualization, the work on becoming more self-aware, the work on deepening the quality of unconditional love we have for others, at the least with our family members, right? We say we want to love them unconditionally, but do we love our family members unconditionally? And how do we value the progress on that versus, you know, growing my business 2x? Like who has decided which is more important, right? Or whether we have the gumption and the courage to pursue our life purpose, right? What is the value attached to that? Or our spiritual growth, or self-responsibility, or contribution to society, or, you know, climate change, or whatever it may be. So to me, the whole thing is, if we could only step back and simply determine what is this human life about and what's possible and what it's, I mean, again, I may be sounding a bit more spiritual here. What did we choose to take birth on this planet for, right? What is it that we wanted to really explore about ourselves? What are the things we needed to learn in this lifetime to grow as that eternal soul? So I think those are the questions that come to my mind when you talk of play to potential and looking at our own selves in multiple dimensions. And yeah, multiple, you know, pieces or aspects of our being.
So powerful, Rajiv. And if I may stick with it for a couple of minutes, one thing I notice is that when it comes to unlocking professional potential, there's often very visible metrics, and we often get into this mode of, you know, managing what we measure. And when it comes to some of the other elements of life, it's quite intangible and often not very easy to measure. So what's your advice to people on ensuring that the measurability doesn't come in the way of focusing on what matters?
Yeah. I think, again, great point. Yeah, we do. I mean, particularly achievement-oriented people do gravitate to aspects of our life where progress is very measurable, professional success easily being one of the top things there, or even money or house or whatever. The thing is that, so besides the measurability, I think the other aspect of this is the external and internal sort of yardsticks, right? So again, when we don't have internal yardsticks, when we don't know ourselves very well, so see, unless we have a deep awareness of ourselves, we easily fall prey to what's popular around us, whatever the society is telling us is important, right? So if we have deep self-awareness and we have clarity of our own purpose of what we think life should be about and what do I want my life to be about, and as long as I have my yardsticks on that, firstly, if you are internally focused on what is deeply important to you, I would say don't even worry about measurement. You know, it's like, how shall I say? You know, I find direction is more important than distance. You know, to the example of golf, you know, as an amateur, when you start golf, and I'm an amateur too, when you start golf, you get so excited when you can hit that driver, you know, 200 meters or whatever. It's just a thrill you get. And then you get caught up in how far am I hitting this driver, right? Or in tennis, how fast am I hitting that serve and so forth. But the fact is that as an amateur, as much as you are focused on that distance, on trying to drive that ball further, you do at least one third of the time, if not more, end up in some hazard, right? In the sand bunker or water or some trees or something else. As you become a little more experienced about it, you realize that actually the most fulfilling part of golf is to learn to be mindful, to be present, to open to possibilities, et cetera, et cetera. And for whatever it's worth, the score at the end of the day comes not from hitting the ball harder or further. It comes from hitting the ball straighter. If you can be on the fairway all along, you're just going to have a better score. It's as simple as that. So direction is, and as in golf, so in life, as direction is more important than distance. So if we are attuned to our inner being, our, you know, deeply self-aware of who we are, what we want our life to be about, and follow our own life purpose and commit to it, et cetera, et cetera, the distance won't matter at all. It's just going to be so fulfilling already. And then if you want to put some markers, put holistic markers across all dimensions of your life, whatever you value, right? Whether it is the love in your family to, you know, the deep friendships you have, to how you want to give back to society, to your own spiritual growth, to your emotional well-being. I mean, most of these things are very difficult to measure, but you can put your own personal, you know, sort of scorecard if you like, and you can review it from time to time. But as I said, the most important thing beyond the measure is, are you following your life's purpose? You know, if you're doing that, I think you're already in a very significant minority on the planet.
I love what late Clay Christensen says in his book, How Will You Measure Your Life? He says that we often allocating the marginal unit of time and attention towards things that give us visible short-term rewards. And that often leads us to invest into professional pursuits where there's a very visible cash flow implication or a reputation implication. Like Rajiv says, resisting that urge and focusing our time and attention on what matters in the long term across the various domains of our lives, I guess is a prerequisite for us to play to our full human potential.